Chapter 1. You need to move faster so you can jump higher. The wind is our most trusted ally. Little Neman moved as fast as he could while he defended himself against the lantern, his father. Using the stepping stone to jump as high as he could to the next boulder, Neman prepared himself to thrust his sword forward right towards his father's chest. "Not fast enough, boy," the lantern said as he dodged the disadvantaged attacker's weak endeavor by shifting his body so that he misses and falls to the ground. Neman maneuvered his body so that it lands on a flat surface, rolling over to the ground safely. The young fighter bravely climbed towards the top in pursuit of his father. "You need to be faster," the lantern shouted. "Your strength alone is useless, but your mind working together with your body would always make you invisible." Neman gasped for air as he tried to speak. "I need to rest for tomorrow, father." "Focus on the present, boy," Lenta yelled, "for the future depends on it. Now, quick, come to me." The man reached the peak of the mountain. "That was really slow," Lenta said. "You are yet to perfect the ways of the wind. Come, let us go home to your mother. Our ailing aunt will dress your sore legs," Lenta commanded. They went towards a safe passage, known only by the Petlitans. "What's going to happen tomorrow?" Neman asked. "You ask too many questions," his father replied. "Do not be in such haste, for your destiny cannot outrun you." Neman did not always understand the answer his father provided him. "I know you do not have your armor yet, but I am sure your mother has taught you well," Neman agreed. Luciana, Neman's mother, was a beautiful and caring woman. Neman had always heard his father say to his friend that her long hair and beautiful legs were her most delightful physical attributes. "Here comes my little warrior," Luciana praised. "He has braved the cold mountains and the scorching sun." She then hugged him. "You exchange greetings like you don't see each other every day," Delanta said. "Somebody's in a good mood," Luciana replied playfully. "I have one of your favorites waiting for you at home," Luciana said. Neman predictably took off towards his home. He looked back to see his mother and father locking hands together and walking towards home. Moments like those were the only time he saw his father's calm and gentle side.